So RuralAid is asking Australian school students to send a message to primary producers with Christmas cards for farmers. Joining me to have a chat about it this morning, CEO of RuralAid, John Walters. John, how are things?
Morning, Andrew. Fantastic. All is good in the world.
Good to hear. So tell us a little bit more about this fantastic initiative.
Look, it's a great initiative, and it's something that that RuralAid's done for the last couple of years, and it just absolutely connects. It brings city kids together with people who live and work in the bush, so really impactful there. It closes that gap between city and country. It helps people by default just get a little bit closer to where their food comes from and where the clothes that they wear also come from. So that really important connections being established through this.
It is important for kids in, you know, closer to the coast and city and metro areas to understand that, you know, their food and their clothes don't just come into existence in the stores, isn't it?
Absolutely. And look, that divide between city and country, unfortunately, I think it's probably widening rather than closing. So if we just play a really small part in doing that, then fantastic. And the other really important part of the Christmas card initiative is the cards turn up to farmers and their families who've experienced a really challenging year. And I don't think there's been a year like the one that we've all endured in 2020. So to unexpectedly go to the mailbox and pull out an envelope that's bright and colourful, and inside being a card that's probably full of glitter and full of well wishes and joyous words, hugely impactful, and it really touches the heartstrings for all those people who receive those cards.
Here in the Hunter, we've had the drought for a few years and it's still not over yet, although we've had a bit of rain recently, which has been nice. But also, as you mentioned, COVID-19 has set a number of challenges for 2020 for all rural economies. It is nice for us to know that other people are thinking of us.
And that's it. It's such a small thing, but so impactful. Look, last year, RuralAid distributed almost 40,000 cards and letters that were packaged up and sent off to 11,000 farmers around the country. So a huge project. We had just support from not only from the schools, so I think there were 700 schools involved, but we had 200 volunteers who came together to help us package up the cards, collate it all, address these envelopes, get them off and get them in the mail to make sure that they arrive pre-Christmas to, as I say, 10,000-11,000 farmers received one. So really amazing.
That is an amazing effort. Now, John, if somebody would like to get involved in Christmas Cards for Farmers, what do they do?
Oh, look, the best way to do it is just to reach out to RuralAid via our website, and you can, that's www.ruralaid.org.au, and we'll be there ready to help you out with all the information that you need.
Excellent work, John. We're looking forward to putting a smile on everybody's face as we get closer to Christmas and we can hopefully put 2020 behind us. From RuralAid, doing a great job in this instance, and I thank you very much for your time on this occasion.
Thanks so much, Andrew.